Tracking Santa around the world. It's Christmas Eve on Kringle Radio.
Hello again from the news desk at the North Pole. I'm Elf Frank Murr of North Pole Radio News. 14 hours ago, Santa launched from the North Pole. He's covered a lot of ground, but he's headed now into areas where there are more believers of Santa than anywhere else in the world. Santa is intent on getting the job done in less than 30 hours this year, so he's moving very quickly. As he storms this hour through parts of Sector 3 in Europe and Africa, let's check in with Elf Yule in Sector 4 for an update.
Frank, in Greenland and South America, the evening hours of Christmas Eve are soon to be upon us. The mood is festive, the tracker reports are coming in at a staggering rate, and we're about as ready for Santa as a sector can be.
Thanks, Yule. We expect to hear more from you in the hours ahead. Let's head now to Sector 3, where we have Elf Roz on the line with a possible Santa sighting. Roz, what do you got?
Frank, we have word out of Ethiopia that Santa may have been there as recently as 10 minutes ago. A man going by the name of Caleb Habte joins us by phone. Mr. Habte, what did you see?
It was a big man in a red suit.
Where did you see him?
In my house. He was looking for my Christmas tree. I don't have a Christmas tree. He gave me a big red stocking. He said, Merry Christmas.
This is great. Do you know what this means, Mr. Habte?
I am Elf now?
Yes. Well, close enough. Frank, you can count this as another confirmed sighting of Santa.
Wow. What an exciting report, Roz. Thanks for that update. From the North Pole, where we love to catch Santa in action, I'm Elf Frank Murr, reporting for SantaUpdate.com on the Kringle Radio Network.
You're listening to exclusive coverage of Santa around the world on Kringle Radio. Follow along online at SantaUpdate.com and TrackingSanta.net.